CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Becky Cele says schools, churches and clinics in Inanda are outnumbered by taverns and shebeens. He says the other issue is the location of these informal pubs.
We will be strict. We will work within the precincts, within the book, to make sure that everybody that runs a shebeen follows the law.
Cele was speaking at a crime in Mbizo at the Dr. J.L. Dube Stadium yesterday. Community members raised concerns over challenges to rid the area of crime. Cele acknowledged the need to improve policing.
If you put clinics here, the schools and churches, there are 121 in these policing precincts. Shebeens and bottle store, there are 136. It's one thing that we all need to look at it, not really interfere with the economic activity, but to understand that the very same economic activities, if it is not properly regulated, can give us the crime.
A South Coast family mourning the death of their teenage daughter says the 18-year-old was robbed of a bright future. Sintle Gadi was found dead in her room at her home in Kwadumbisa over the weekend. Police are waiting for the results of the post-mortem examination to determine the cause of death. Her family alleges she was assaulted by the father of her two-year-old son. Spokesperson Hlangabesa Kati says according to neighbours, his granddaughter had been in an abusive relationship.
Words cannot describe how hurt the family is about this incident. Zintle was a good child. She should have reported this matter sooner to the family. Now the child doesn't have a mother anymore.
The matric pupil will be laid to rest on Sunday. And more airports have been forced to close in Indonesia after a volcano in North Sulawesi continued to erupt this morning. Officials say volcanic ash spread as far as Malaysia. Some 12,000 Indonesians were forced to flee their homes after lava spewed out of Mount Rong this week. Neighbouring islands have dispatched a rescue vessel and a warship to help move people after warnings of a possible tsunami. A recap of our lead story, Police Minister Bek Cele says schools, churches and clinics in Inanda are outnumbered by taverns and shebeens. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.